the other side of the tape. When we left off, we were talking about kissing and what the restrictions are doing at the present time. Is there anything more to add about the youngsters?
No, I was just trying to find this one article that was so... I think this is it. It says Hawaii has lost another world-class athlete, you know, Tom Daddy Haynes. And to, he was elected, to the All-American Volleyball Team 18 times. And
18?
Won a silver medal in the 63 Pan American Games and a gold medal in the 67 Pan American Games. And he's a fixture for decades at the courts at the Outrigger Canoe Club. His achievements may never be matched, but he was admired for his decency and warmth as well as his skill. Payne was rich in volleyball honors, but far richer in the number of opponents who respected him as a player and were proud to call him a friend.
That's okay. Yeah. When we record, you can always add things.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's see.
I can't think of this.
This has been fun. I've enjoyed it. I want to ask you more questions, and probably when we conclude, I'll think about it.
I know, I will too.
Well, we can always add, but before we do terminate this, I'll give you an opportunity to think for a minute about any of the other things you might want to add. It's very interesting to get the perspective about Tom. It's the first time I've ever interviewed someone with respect to somebody else.
Yes, yeah. It would have been fun to...
It's different when you talk to the person that's... It's really the subject of the interview, because you're both are the subject of the interview.
Yes, it would have been fun to do it together.
We
would be here bragging about each other, you know.
Absolutely, it would have been great. And, I thought about it afterwards. I thought, maybe I should have asked you to bring the kids today. Would have been a little...
Yeah, well, they did have to race.
Yeah.
And so both of them are coaching as well as racing, so they couldn't, but another day.
No, I think it worked out. I think it worked out very well.
Well, I just feel very blessed that we had, 40 wonderful years together.
How many?
40.
40 years.
And that's what I have to keep thinking about, how good our life was. And I feel he's with us all.
Well, you were both the envy of an awful lot of people.
Oh.
Because it's such a wonderful relationship.
Yes, we did have a very close relationship. And just truly enjoyed each other,
We did.
Of course, loved each other deeply, but, we just enjoyed each other. We were definitely best friends.
Well, what are you doing now? Anything are you...
Oh, well,
you
I just... No, no. I just finished, just before we went to Nationals, writing over 3,000 thank you letters for people who had written in about Tommy.
3,000?
Over 3,000, yeah. And I just wanted to write something. Everybody wrote such nice little anecdotes and things that I felt that I wanted to answer them back. Specifically answer them back at showing how much I appreciated their little stories and so forth. And so I could only do about 5 or 6 a day, and it would take its toll, But it was important to do it. People kept saying, well, get something printed. And I said, I can't. I said, these people have taken the time to write me. I said, I need to write them personally back, So I was very busy doing that for...
Well, I feel honored because...
8 or 9 months. You were one of them, yep.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, many people have come to me, and I've gotten notes back and said how kind it was that I did write. And so... It makes you feel good, And I did it for Tommy. It just showed how much people liked him.
Yep, sure did. I think I mentioned in my notes to you that he was one of those that was responsible for getting me a left membership.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that, was very nice. And he did some other things for people. One day a lady had on a nice a suit, and it was kind of... long shorts, which was the style and still is, but anyway, she was removed from the dining room, and she happened to go to Tommy, and he was having lunch or something, and she kind of was laughing with him, and Tommy was horrified because this lady had on heels. I mean, she looked lovely. So the next thing she knew, she was seated right back in the dining room, you know, because it wasn't really shorts that she had on. It was just a nice suit, but the manager was...
Really? Yeah.
Oh, they were in the beginning, yeah. So anyway, but he would do little things like this that were just part of his, you know, he never thought anything about it. That was something special about him, too. His many kind deeds and so forth, you know, it was just natural for him to do them. You know, it wasn't that he wanted credit for it or, you know, said, hey, I'm a big time person, I'll do it. You know, it just was natural, and he just helped people.
And he had a delightful sense of humor.
Oh, it was great. He kidded people unmercifully.
I think but, so. I'm a recipient.
I certainly am. That's why I'm called Bullet.
Yeah,
but... but Bullet was a sarcastic way of saying I was slow, because bullets are fast. But I was always racing around with the kids when we were supposed to. He always said, well, you have all day to get ready to go out. But, you know, there should be a wet diaper or a phone call or something. And so he'd say, come on, Bullet, let's go. So that was a little joke of his.
Well, any other thing you could think about?
Yeah. What about Paul? You're on the recall. She's been so fine.
Oh, she's a great sister. What's the thing about now? You know, this is a group that you associate with. You have a look.
Oh, yeah, we play bridge together, and we play, I've been playing quite a bit of bridge, and I work in my yard, and I have two big dogs, and they're wonderful company for me. And then Kissy has moved back. She's renting out her condominium and moved home with me. So that's really nice company. Yeah, that's special of her, really. I said, oh, you don't need to. And she said, oh, Mom, I want to, you know.
Who are the members of your bridge group that you...
Oh, see, Mae Balding and Leslie Matisse and Barbara Lynn and Billy Baird, Dolores Judd. I mean, we've all just played cards. Well, we played tennis first, you know, and there's a group, Mae and Billy and Barbara and myself, that started... in 1959, and we played tennis in the morning and then bridge in the afternoon, and we took all of our kids with us. But that's still going on. We still have that foursome.
Well, that brings up something else. I mean, I imagine Tommy had did Tommy have a particular group of people that he was associated with? Of course, everybody was his
friend. Yeah, right. He, you know, Billy Cross was so close, and Jack Matisse was always so close, and... Just of all, and then as, you know, Tommy kept playing, and the older guys, other older guys, didn't that much, you know, especially here at the beach. And so, you know, Randy Shaw and all those outriggers, they're about 10 years younger than Tommy, but he was just always very good friends with them all. You know. So he didn't really have a, you know, necessarily a gang that he hung out with. He just loved coming to the outrigger, though, and coming right to the volleyball courts.
You know, I can sit down and work out in the middle of the day, he'd be here.
I know. He sure would. Yeah.
Well, this has been great. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to hope that we did get some wonderful funds from... you know, from people, and I think it's over $40,000, quite a bit over $40,000. And I would like to take just a small part of that or whatever is needed to be sure that there is always a qualified person in the weight room. Because like you yourself know, you were very fortunate to have somebody, a doctor, who happened to be right near you when you were down. And I think it saved your life, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Tommy... See, there was nobody in the weight room. No, the attendant wasn't there. And the other people didn't... No, the attendant wasn't there. And I feel that's wrong. You know, I mean, of course, I would never sue, but, I mean, it was wide open for any kind of suit because you should always have an attendant in the weight room.
In the weight room.
Yes, with all those machines and just like what happened to Tommy, they had to race down to the lifeguard stand, and luckily Don was there. I mean, he could have been out getting gas, and he came zooming up, but that took 7 minutes, and that's just too long. But if somebody had, and yet, it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because
Oh, you know that Mike Morana?
Who?
Mike Morana. He's a policeman.
Yeah.
He knows all the CPR and all this. And he and Tommy used to work out, and he said, you know, I was so mad. He said, I'm always there with Tommy. I mean, and he said, I know all the CPR. I could have helped him. And I said, I got waylaid somehow. And he said, I guess I wasn't supposed to be there, you know, because Tommy wouldn't have been good as in a wheelchair or as half a man,
I don't think.
You know, it just, he would not have wanted to. And I think the doctors feel that had he been given oxygen a little sooner, that maybe he would have lived, but it would have been in a very uncomfortable way for him. Very fortunate, yes. And yet you were supposed to. I think there's a plan.
Well, I was there. I wasn't on the club premises. I was across the
street. I remember. Yeah, yeah. I saw you over there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I had just run or done something, I remember, and I remember seeing the few people around and cheering, wasn't it?
I have to tell you, it's a little anecdote about that. Of course, one of the concerns the doctors had about me was that I was under CPR for such a long period and wasn't, my heart wasn't beating with the pump for 45 or 50 minutes. Mm. And then they talked about the joint, and they were concerned about the vein damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I too was at the following together cover. I went to the doctor's office and the cardiologist for more work.
Oh, every I remember
day,
him, yeah.
Every day he would ask me, do you know what day this is? Well, you know where you are? Yeah, and I'd tell him, and I'd ask him, and so after the, so I get to the second week, he came in, anyway, I came in and he said, do you know what day this is? I said, yes. What day is it? I told him. He said, do you know where you are? Of course I know you are. I said, where are you? This is a medical group. So I looked him in the eye and I said, I'm down at the Straub Clinic.
Oh. I love it.
He looked at me, he had nothing wrong with your memory.
You SOB probably, yeah, right? Oh, that was cute.
Well, man, this has been so great.
Yeah, well, you've been so tender with me.
And so just, is there anything that you add?
Yeah, I can't. I really can't think of anything.
Well, you say, you may think of it later.
Right, yeah.
So you want to add anything? If this is something that
we may hope this doesn't work like it did.
We can always add to this.
Yeah.
We can have another session at any time.
Yeah. Well, or when it's written out, can you add things to it? Do you have to have it over the recording?
If you would like to, no, you can add something.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to have it recorded as part of the interview, we can do that too. Either way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been, my point of view, it's been an excellent interview.
Oh, well, thank you.
I
have. It's hard. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hard on both of us. That's, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Ward. It's just an honor to be able to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Many, many thanks. Much aloha.